Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hello to you all. Welcome into the Eric Zane Show podcast. A daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures each and every day. From right here in the Impact Power Sports Studio. Get a Yamaha golf cart at Impact Power Sports at impactpowersportsmi.com. They also can fit you for a motorcycle, e-bike, ATV, UTV, go-kart, lawnmower, snowmobile. Anything that's fun. Not that a lawnmower is fun. It can be. I mean, those zero turns are, my God, the best thing ever. So that's all for you that you can take advantage of. Plus their outstanding service department. They are in Rockford, Michigan. Online at impactpowersportsmi.com. Let's get right to the title of this podcast. I talked about this on the Patreon yesterday because I discovered it then, but it's worthy of being mentioned a second time here. After what was a very eventful weekend, and as usual, just for the sake of the recap, it started because I was minding my own business, which is always the case. I know where my corner of the world is, and that's all I concern myself with. Whatever I happen to do with my content is with the goal in mind of something being entertaining for the audience of this show. That's it. Now, despite me minding my own business, I am everybody's punching bag, as you know. On any given day, you'll see various attacks on my own page or on other pages, like the Segment 18 page. And I'm like, okay, I'm here for that. If that's what you want to do, that's fine. Segment 18 has left me alone for a little while, and that's good. Well, it's not good. It's not bad. I don't care what it is, but I always defend myself. If you come onto my page and start shit, I will finish it. It's that simple. Stunkel Rod did that when he tried to pick a fight with your old pal EZ. Stunkel Rod, as you know, is married to Greg's wife's mom. Stunkel Rod's brother used to be married to Greg's wife's mom. That's Greg's wife's dad. One day, Greg's wife's dad's brother decided he wanted some of that sweet snatch belonging to Greg's wife's mom. We don't know if the timelines crossed. We have no idea if there was a brother on brother tag team event. We don't know that. And then it went south. We have no idea. I doubt that. And I talked about this yesterday. If your brother marries your ex-wife, that's a problem. And if you are the brother that married your brother's ex-wife, probably a good idea to lay low, like, for life. You don't want to be dropping bombs on a fucker like me who lives for shit like this. When I found out from Coleman that Greg's wife's uncle married Greg's wife's mom, I was like, what? And I waited. I knew it would come up on this show in a natural way, and it did. And the best way for it to come up is when Stunkle Rod, that is when you combine stepdad and uncle, you get Stunkle. Stunkle Rod tries to pick a fight with your old pal EZ. So all I did was got the audience up to speed and informed them that this dynamic exists in the real world. Talk about show code. If you're Greg, the first thing you do when you find out that your wife's stunkle is a stunkle is you rush to a microphone to tell that. But there's no fucking way he would ever do that because he's a huge pussy. My God, is that fantastic. Hi, Darla. I hope you didn't go in the bedroom and go pee or something. You doing okay, little lady? Hey, quit. No. Don't do that. Well, after he picked a fight over the weekend, I spent the weekend beating the shit out of him. Like he was Psycho Stew and I was Roger Jackson. More on that in a second, by the way. We haven't gotten into that yet. Been so busy. So after that beat down, I did a little bit of poking around, and it seems that Stunkle Rod has left the Facebook world. So I looked him up through my Facebook fan page, and I was tagging him in my posts. Now I can't do that, and he's nowhere to be found. You look up Stunkle Rod like I did before, and there's no Stunkle Rod. So, okay, let me log out of my fan page, log into my personal page. Log into my personal page. Look up Stunkle Rod. No Stunkle Rod. Doesn't exist. Like if I look up, and then I went over to my Insane Asylum page for the radio show and the radio station page. Still no Stunkle Rod. There's no fucking way he's going to block me on that because he has no idea. Case in point. Stunkle Rod's stepdaughter / niece. Known as a stees, that would be Kayla. Kayla is his stees. Stepdaughter / niece, stees. Stees Kayla has banned me. I can't see her through my fan page. Nor can I see stees Kayla through my personal page. But I can see stees Kayla through my radio platform for the radio show's Facebook pages. They haven't blocked me on that. I'm like, oh, well, there she is. Okay, look. Oh, fantastic. Stunkle Rod, no, you can't do that. He has vanished from Facebook. I have chased that old fuck from Facebook. So I call up Coleman. I go, hey, man. I got Stunkle Rod on the run. I think he flew the coop from Facebook. And he's like, I was wondering about that. And he pointed out that Stunkle Rod's wife, Tracy, he goes, she doesn't like that shit. As soon as I heard that he was trying to pick a fight with you. I thought he's fucking dead. Because I guess she's a ball breaker. So I'm if you happen to see Stunkle Rod out in the wild, like at like Tractor Supply or like a you know, perhaps you are attending a whatever dog fighting event and he happens to be there. Well, not that he does that. I'm just throwing out random shit. And he has like two black eyes. You know, you can do the math there. So that I thought was big. And by the way, Black Belt Nick says, good reference to the Psycho Stew Roger Jackson thing. Did you, I don't know if you saw this. I'm going to share it with you. The video's kind of, it depends on how you find it. I only saw the fan footage ringside. There's a former MMA guy named Rampage Jackson who's too old to fight anymore, but he was in some big bouts back in the day. And Rampage's son is Raja. And Raja is in one of these wrestling organizations that you see at like the VFW or inside of like a local junior high school or a church gymnasium. The kind of wrestling place where like they just have about 30 folding chairs outside of it. Type of setup where there's more wrestlers participating than there are fans watching. Like real low rent shit. And I realize that that is in a lot of cases the minor leagues or the training ground for future potential wrestlers. Well, something pissed this guy off and he went cuckoo bananas and actually assaulted this guy. Donut Dan says the National Guard Armory this Sunday. Exactly. Those are the best. I love those type of wrestling promotions. Those are the ones you want to go to. I went to, there was one that Stu McAllister and I went to, and the level of heckling that you can dispatch on these people is fantastic. There's one guy, I forget his name. He's a local wrestler. And he has like a, you know, like a wrestler might have a catchphrase or a catch or like a finishing move. His finishing move, I don't remember what it is, but before he does his finishing move, he makes one hand like an okay sign, index finger, and thumb. And then he takes, on the other hand, the index finger, and he sticks it through the hole. I forget that guy's name, Colonel Clap Cheeks or something like that. And he's like a little guy. He's like 5 foot tall, and he weighs like 104 pounds, and he's got a huge afro. And he'll do this where he's jamming the finger through the hole and he stands like on the second rope at the turnbuckle when he's getting ready to do the big maneuver. And it makes you think he's going to fuck his ass on the mat. Yeah, Stu and I went to one of those and we did that more than once. Great fun. I forget the name of the promotion. It's you know, some local dudes. They just get together, do it for fun. Nobody makes any money. You know, they have to, when the event is over, they have to divide between all the wrestlers, like the concessions and the gate. And it's a, you know, between 25 wrestlers, they got to divide like $11. It's So fucked up. Black Belt Nick says, where down the street is Raja? Raja Jackson got a concussion early in the night or something, and it messed up his thought processes. I know that Psycho Stu did hit him in the head with a soft drink can. And it's not known whether that was part of the work or what. I know that that would be my defense. If I did not have a concussion, I would just lie and say, yeah, I had a concussion. That's why I beat the shit out of that guy. We're only able to watch this because the camera person doesn't really get like too great of a shot while Raja Jackson is viciously attacking Psycho Stu. Give you an idea how shitty this is, though.
This ain't cola, so watch it, okay?
Okay, so that's one of the actors, the manager. And you got this guy who's back here. I don't know what he's doing. It looks like a radio studio that he's in. And then look at these hillbillies right here. This little kid right here with mom. This is high drama. So Stu's beating that guy up there. You can see it all going. I think Stu's getting beat up, actually. Stu, at this point, is the one who's getting beaten up.
Come on, Stu.
You hear the fans are like cheering him on. Come on, Stu. And this fat fuck.
And now, why you got a new suit every match?
Oh, no. No.
No. No.
You wouldn't
care. Let's see how American he is.
You wouldn't dare.
Stu, he's got the flag.
You wouldn't dare. Stop it.
Oh, I feel so stupid just watching this.
No.
Oh, no, he's got the flag. And then this guy here looks like he's going to get fucking detained by ICE.
No, no, no.
Psycho Stu. See, Psycho Stu's crawling to, I don't know what the fuck he's doing. Yeah. Then Rampage is going to come flying in.
I will not get down.
Yeah, so this guy is trying to get the ref's attention. Help. Psycho Stu's like, help me. And then Pedro from Napoleon Dynamite is saying, come on, Stu, get up.
Hey, Brett! Oh!
I am tired of this, okay?
No, Stu, stop it!
This is so embarrassing. The fan, no one's into it.
Come on, Stu.
You can hear individual people talking. This is the lowest of the lowest rent that has ever rented. Now, here comes Raja. Now, he's going to put, with this moment right here, whatever stupid wrestling organization this is, on the map with this assault. Now, Psycho Stu actually gets badly hurt. He was knocked unconscious and concussed. His teeth were knocked out because of what I'm about to show you right now. Okay, now, Stu is like, well, I don't know what's going on. Is this supposed to be happening? That wrestler was like, what the fuck?
Come on, Stu, get up!
Now, Stu ain't getting up. Stu's fucked up.
Oh, my God.
He's bleeding so bad.
Okay, here's this kid. You hear that kid? Oh, my God, he's bleeding so bad. That kid's going to go on to abuse his wife because he saw this. The ref is like, hey, we got a problem. That's like the sign for dead guy. They're still doing the work. They're not really beating up Rampage Raja Jackson. I'm trying to figure this out.
What?
So then they, this fat fuck goes ahead because they still got to finish the show. And he pins this guy even though he's out. Okay. Tyler says paramedics were slow to respond because they assumed 911 calls were fake when they heard wrestling event. David says HLL audience right there. Tyler adds, I despise people that partake in events like this. LOL. Oh, no, I don't. No, I think that those are the people that you want to help you. Those are the people who, like, you know, when you blow out your tire while you're driving down the road, people like them pull over to help you. Those are called salt of the earth people. Those are good people, Tyler, that go to those things. I've seen it myself. Now, they're kind of like from that, what was that movie, Gremlins, where if you like feed them after a certain point, they turn evil. It's like that with booze with them. So you got to be careful. Alan says, is that child heckling him? Yeah, yeah. So let's be honest here. We need people like this in the world. And if this is the type of people that go to this, we also, you know, we need the guy when the two-lane road is down to one lane. We need the guy to hold that sign that says yield to one direction and then flips it to stop when it's, you know, after the cars go through and then they got the other side's got to that. They need that guy to hold that sign. We need lunch ladies. So I don't want to say too many terrible things about these amazing people. Becca Shea says this is so weird. It's a bizarre form of entertainment, to be sure. Piano Finger Banger says total IQ of everyone in that room is less than my last Costco receipt. Okay. Donut Dan says, heck yes, I had a very low-income lady offer me a bottled water this weekend at a bike race in Ionia. Oh, they're always the sweetest. They're always the sweetest. Now, they're also the person who might take a shit on the floor of Martin High School at the bike race. But, you know. Clown of Carnage, Black Belt Nick says, those small house shows are fun as hell. Couldn't agree more. I always get invited. Josh invites me, Joey Williamson invites me, and if I'm free, I'm going. Stu invites me. If I am free, I'm going. You want to go there. Toph is getting here late. He sees the title of the show as Stunkle Rod Quit. And then says sons of bitches, yeah. By the way, I did reach out to Stunkle Rod, his son, Scott, who is a member of the Patreon audience. And I'm wondering, I sent him an email, and that this is true, by the way. Scott has been a supporter of me on Patreon since January of 24, and I'm thankful for that. I didn't even know that until Coleman said, by the way, Stunkle Rod's son has been supporting you for going on 2 years. I go, he has? Sure enough, I look it up. There he is. And I've got his email because he's got an account. And I go, hey, dude, why does Pop keep walking into my punches? What's happening? He has not responded. I think he's in between a rock and a hard place. You know, because your family is like, Jesus Christ, we just found out that you support this son of a bitch. What the fuck is wrong with you? I imagine there's hell to pay in the Stunkle Rod household. You could probably imagine Stunkle Rod and the gang would probably want to attend a wrestling event like the one that I just showed you. But like I said, I have not heard back. I hope he does. I want to get Stunkle Rod on the show and anyone else from that family to talk about. I'm just interested in the family dynamic. Okay, this is bigger than Greg now. By the way, our heroes are off this week. And I kind of am too. Wednesday will be my last day of podcasting. We could have done Big Fraud Wednesday or Thursday. Ben is booked. And I go, and I always ask him, I go, you got anything? I don't want to get in the way of anything. He's got things going on Wednesday or Thursday. He said, how about Tuesday? I said, can't do Tuesday. Too much packed into the week. Let's just punt till next week. So you're like, God damn it, EC. What the fuck, you know? But it is a long weekend, and so I'm going to take advantage of that. I will have replacement content for you on Patreon. I will have three more shows, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. 3+ hours of content each of those days on Patreon of shows from the year 2010. How about that? Ben Glaze is even here right now. Hello to you, my friend. He says, Louis C.K. on Wednesday night, and then open mic at Dr. Grin's on Thursday. Okay. I think you're ready to take the next step. You have been working at this now since 2019. So I'm thinking that you can go ahead and put in the hours writing to bust out a few more minutes of outstanding material for your show. So if you're in town, ladies and gentlemen, Thursday, and you want to see Ben Glaze, go to the open mic event at Dr. Grin's, and that'll be a good time. They only get like 3 or 4 minutes to do their thing. Ben Glaze has informed me that this will be up to going on 7 years in November. Now, I would like to say that there has been steady improvement. But that is 100% not accurate. There has been marginal, occasional improvement. At this rate, Ben will be the biggest name in comedy if he manages to live to the year 500. That is the only way there is hope. He finds the fountain of youth. It's a slow burn. Yoda World says, funniest person in the nursing home. Ben, you know I love you. I'm just busting your balls, but it's totally true. All right. So I'm off Wednesday and Thursday. Wait a minute. I'm off Thursday and Friday and Monday. We have the Big Fraud Book Club tonight. I cannot wait to discuss the book Martyr. Now, I will make the book, since we have the book club live stream with Zoom for your Tier 2 Patreon members. Tier 1 Patreon members can listen to the book club discussion when I post the audio the next day. If you want in on book club, you don't have to be a Tier 2 member. Hell, you don't even have to be on Patreon. The point of this, though, is to read the book and then talk about it. So, I mean, you probably, even if you're not participating in the Zoom, want to hear at least how we break down the book that you are enjoying. So I guess the most effective way of doing this would be to say, Easy, I want in on book club. It's important for you to tell me because everybody gets a chance to pick their book. Our first book we read was The Heroin Diaries by Nikki Six that Maureen/Linda picked. This book was picked out by Nick in Houston, Kaveh Akbar's Martyr. I am resisting the urge to say anything about this book. I'm saving it for book club. That's how book club rolls. Becca Shea says you can take me out of book club. I have too many books to read on my own. Well, how about this? How about I put you on a don't draw name? And then I'll check back with you. Because I would hate to already, now that we've achieved 20 members of book club, start to take people off of book club. And you can always just finish up those books and then be ready for book club. I know you're reading books, but this is a book club. Hey, it's your old pal Eric Zane for Secret Nature, makers of ultra premium CBD gummies. And I'm going to tell you how you can take advantage of a special offer to save you 30% in a minute. But let me share this with you. You know that I've got about a million things going during any given day. And I just recently discovered Secret Nature to help me keep it all together during the day and help me wind down when the day is done. Ultra premium CBD gummies from Secret Nature. Crafted with real botanicals, nothing extra, and designed to support your day with clean, purposeful functionality. I want you to try Secret Nature Ultimum Premium CBD Gummies. Organic, farm grown, not made in a lab. You can try Bliss for clear focus and productive flow. That's what I use during the day. And Snoozers to unwind and rest at the end of the day. Consistent measured CBD per gummy, so there's no guessing. Intentional formulations that feel clean and slot naturally into your routine. Take it from me, I keep it all together during the day with Bliss. And when it's time to relax, sometimes my mind is going a million miles an hour from all of the things that I've done during the day and the things that I have to do on the next day. That's when I'll take the snoozers to unwind. You need to try Secret Nature Ultra Premium Gummies. And here's what I want you to do. You can get 30% off of your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. That's secretnature.com, code Zane. And then let me know how it goes. Again, get 30% off of your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. That's secretnature.com, code Zane. Secret Nature.
You know that feeling when your day finally slows down? And you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all, and everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
So book club happens at 6 p.m. tonight. Reach out to me if you want in on book club. Eric@ericzaneshow.com. And you can email me anytime about anything on that email. That is known as the Shoreliners Striping Inbox. Black Belt Nick says, just jump in and out of book club on your leisure. As usual, everything is no pressure. I don't want it to be like homework for you, which honestly for me this book kind of has been, because I'm finding out that things are piling up. I was like, God damn it, I better get to reading. Now the goal was to have half this fucker read by the time we discuss it in book club. I'm be totally honest with you, I'm not quite there. I'm more like a third in. So you all may be discussing shit that I have not yet gotten to, but that's okay. The assignment was there. I chose to not finish it. Speaking of assignment, Yesterday was another Eric Zane Show podcast, Aquinas College broadcast and podcast class, radio broadcast / podcast class, in front of 14 wonderful young people. I think everything went okay. I am so goddamn scared to death of boring these people. That's what I said to Dr. Avery. I go, I just want to make sure that I'm not boring these people. So one of the things we had to touch on was they don't know anything. These are all newbies into this. Okay, so you got to start basic. And one of the things they're going to need to do is they're going to need to learn how to edit audio. So we started to get into the technical aspects of this. So without going down the rabbit hole of too many details, I don't want to Hot Wings out on this or Steve out on this. I had an opportunity to teach them a couple things. They did learn them. And then there was a piece of audio that I helped them edit. And then I played it back for them. The problem was I fucked it up. So when I played it back, it sounded quite fucky. And I was like, uh-oh. That's not great. The guy who's teaching you the class and just showed you how to edit apparently does not know how to edit. And I was afraid of this happening. The piece of software that we're utilizing to edit the audio is something that I don't use. I use a different piece of software. So I kind of am familiar with it, but not... I'm familiar with the functionality to some degree, but not like the back of my hand. So I'm playing it for him. I'm like, oh, yeah, this is great. And all of a sudden, there's a bad edit and shit stops making sense and it sounds like fuck. And they're all looking at me with raised eyebrows. Nothing more intimidating or awful than having a bunch of 20-somethings look at old man who should know better like he fucked shit up. And I actually, when I heard it, I went, oh, shit. And they got a laugh out of that. And then I looked at Dr. Avery. I was like, oh, God, that motherfucker. I didn't say that. But I did definitely say shit in the middle of the classroom. I'm starting to suspect that they may look at me as somewhat of a boob. And that this might be entertaining with just what I do. And I'm like, honestly, I'm okay with that. There was a homework assignment, and they all did it, and they all turned it in. And the assignment was listen to a podcast, tell us why you like it. It doesn't have to be too long, maybe one side of a page if you have to, two, and tell us what you think, something that they can do to make it better. And they all did it, like, excellently. And then we discussed what they turned in. So then Dr. Avery gives me the stack and she goes, okay, here you go. Go ahead and grade them. And so, I mean, they all seem to do it. And I just wanted to go, well, they all get all the points. I'm going to give them all 10. It's going to be very difficult to screw up this class. I think the only way that any of these students will not get an A is if they blatantly don't do the assignments, blatantly don't show up, or beat me up at some point. Stand by. Chris says, hey, I can show you how I edited this commercial in 1992. Quote, you're going to want to get drenched by this storm or rock and roll karaoke. Branjo writes, nerd question, what program do you use to edit audio? So the class uses a free download called Audacity. It's pretty good, easy to use. What I use is known as Adobe Audition. You've heard about Adobe Photoshop and Adobe video editing tools. They also got their hands on this audio program. It used to be known as something different, but they purchased it. So Adobe Audition is what it's known as. And it's a standard for radio and podcasting, but it's pricey. Ben has a good crack for the chat, but I'm not comfortable saying it. I just got my Title IX training. So, yeah, I don't want any part of that nonsense. I also met with the, I got my school ID. You know, you got your little swiper. Now I can get into the buildings, and I'm getting my parking pass now. I am a full-on adjunct professor. Branjo says, thanks. I like to tinker around. Absolutely. I do too. If I had time, I would. Instead, I have to tinker around with this. Okay. Outstanding. If you're watching on Facebook or YouTube, I appreciate you so much. But if you want the full show, it's available on Twitch. Head to twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live or download the Twitch app and then search at Eric Zane Live. Give yourself a username so you can contribute to the chat on the show and we can engage you that way, or I can engage you that way. Follow the page and subscribe to the page. When you subscribe to the page, you get no ads to the live stream. Stand by. If you are subscribed, you get no ads, and you can do that either by paying for it each month, which is a few bucks, or simply linking up your Amazon Prime account, which gets it to you for free. But you have to do that every single month manually. Don't know why, but that's just the way it is. Patreon, as I talked about, is an entirely different platform, patreon.com/Eric Zane. That's for all of my extra content, like the Patreon bonus. It's for the Big Fraud Book Club. It's for Who Are These Free Beers? The Ben and Eric Patreon podcast, The Lost Zane Recordings, Something to Listen to While I'm Away, a ton of other content of shows that aren't being published currently. Tophis asked me a question. Are you going to bust students' balls if they do something stupid? I don't foresee that happening. The students have all the power, and you don't want to be getting bad ratings from the students. What you want is you want, like, friendly, congenial Eric Zaitunian. There's very little Eric Zane on display in these classes. I like the job, and I want to keep it that way. All right. Anyway, Facebook and YouTube, thank you so much. I'm going to send you on your way. I appreciate you being part of the show right now. Facebook and Twitch brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. Thank you to the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. If you want to get into a mortgage pre-approved for your home buying, reach out to Mario, 231-332-6505. That's 231-332-6505. Mario can get you on the right track to home ownership. 231-332-6505. Catholic Charities West Michigan, brand new supporter, partner of the Eric Zane Show podcast. They're reaching out to anyone who wants to know more about becoming a foster parent. I love this. Perhaps you're somebody who's an empty nester and you feel a calling to help a young person who is in need. Catholic Charities supports approximately 20% of the 450 children in foster care in Kent County alone. They serve children from babies to teenagers and provide support to families. All children need a family to support them when things happen to prevent them from remaining in the care of their biological parents. When this takes place, when a child unfortunately is removed from their home, well, I mean, imagine that. It's a trauma like no other. Catholic Charities works to help that child navigate through that difficult period of time. First and foremost, the child has to be safe. A foster family can provide that stability while that child tries to figure things out with the help of other services that are available. Catholic Charities is in need of families who have it in their heart to step up and provide love and consistency for children who need it the most. They also provide assistance with food programs, a no-cost baby boutique, adoption, counseling, parenting classes, and foster care programs. Contact my pal Bernadette Joyce at Catholic Charities if you are willing to get more information. That's the first step, finding out if this is something for you and supporting children and families who need it the most in our community. You can take that first step by reaching out at 616-915-4695 or by emailing Bernadette Joyce, B. Joyce, B-J-O-Y-C-E, at ccwestmi.org. All right. Picture Perfect Productions is in the house. Appears to be someone that I'm not familiar with. I'd love to have your story. How did you find the show? I'm sometimes concerned, I say this a lot, about if people are using fake names. I hope not. But anyway, welcome Picture Perfect Productions. Loves the Dude Shadoway interviews. By the way, I have 50 Dude Shadoway interviews that are available for you to download on my Patreon. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. So if you go to my Patreon, you can click right where it says Dude Shadoway, and I've got all the interviews there because I think you're new. In fact, I'm going to pull them up real quick. Let's see. So the way this works is, when you're on Patreon, collections. So if you click on collections, Lost Dude Shadoway recordings. You can buy them for $25 or just sign up on Patreon to get them. Like, this is the Dude and Mary Jo Buttafuoco. Now, I need to go tinkle, so this is a perfect opportunity. Why don't we do this? I will play the Dude and Mary Jo Buttafuoco for you. Right now. This was the lady who, her husband had an affair with some, like, child. And then the child went to the guy's house and shot the wife in the head, and she lived. I don't know why the fuck the dude had to talk to her. But let's get into it.
Oops.
Hello, Dude Show.
Hi, is this Joe?
This is Joe.
Hi, Joe. It's Mary, Joe Buttafuoco.
Hi, Mary. Dude is on the air right now. He's wrapping up the preceding segment, and he's about to transition. He's looking forward to having you on, okay?
Terrific.
Thanks, Mary.
Okay.
So I talked to him, and when I'm talking to him, I said, yeah, I know exactly who Glenn Beck is. He's a jackass. I hate the guy. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's very good. I tell you what, coming up in the health corner.
This is all off the top of my head, by the way.
Corner in just 20 minutes, we're going to break down what exactly is in a Clif Bar. And we're going to burn it down to a big lump of carbon and then tell you what exactly you're putting into your body. Coming up on the health corner right here in Power Stereo FM. With a dude, I appear in the playpen. But I'm told now our next segment we have on a live line today a very special guest. I am told I have the information handed to me. She has the book out. Please welcome to the show the one and only Mary Jo Buttafuoco. Hello, Mary Jo.
Good morning.
You're up here in Power Stereo FM with a dude high up here in the playpen. Welcome.
Hi. It's pronounced Buttafuoco.
Come again?
Buttafuoco is the last name. That's how it's pronounced.
You did what?
Oh, you can't hear me, huh?
No, I got you. I didn't understand.
I got to pee.
Oh, well, you introduced me, and my name is Mary Jo Buttafuoco.
Hold on. That's my problem. Sorry about that, Mary Jo.
That's cool.
You'll have to understand, though. Well, I tell you what, let me start all over. How's that sound? You mind if I start all over? I know we're live, it's all about mojo. And if I just start, I mean, there's no flow to that. So here, hold on. Are you ready?
You got it.
Okay, we're going to start over. Hold on. Okay, you ready? Here it is. All right. In 3, 2, 3. Power Stereo FM with a dude high up here to play pin with the Dude Shadowy Show. And on the live line today, talking about her new book. Please welcome the playpen, the one and only Mary Jo. Say it.
Buttafuoco.
Right. That's it. Pardon me. You know, everybody in the other studio is laughing hysterically at me because apparently everybody in the world knows this story except for the dude.
And that's why you're the dude, baby. Why you're the dude. Hello?
Power Stereo FM with the dude. And maybe that's a good thing because, you know, that means that people are forgetting. It says this happened back in 1992. And you wrote about it in your book. Tell me what happened, Mary Jo. Fill the dude in as to what's going on.
All right, dude.
Just break it down.
Back in 1992.
Just tell me what happened. Fill me in on the details.
I was shot in the head at my front door by a young girl named Amy Fisher.
Say it again. I stepped on you at the same time.
Hey, dude. It's early here. What's up?
Sorry. Go ahead. Take it away. Go ahead and fill me in.
One more time?
Go ahead.
All right.
Fire away. Go ahead.
Back in 1992. Fuck this shit.
Oh, no, we can't. Well, that's rude. God damn it, I'm trying to get to the bottom of this. Mary Jo Buttafuoco decided to get ornery and... Christ almighty, how am I supposed to do a show with it? Surprise. You haven't gotten shot more with a bad mouth like that. Very rude. Power Stereo with a dude. I bring the playpen. The one and only Mary Buttfuck.
I'm trying to call her back.
The person at extension 805744305 is unavailable.
That's Mary
Please
Jo
leave
Buttafuoco's
your message after
number.
The tone. When done, hang up or press the pound key.
Mary Jo, it's Dude Shadow and Pat Power Stereo FM. We just got off the air. I'm terribly sorry. You sounded very upset. It was not my intention to offend you. I was trying to get my bearings. Sometimes these wise asses here at the station try to rattle me, and that was unintentional. So I was hoping to get you back on the air to tell your story. I was reading the bio, and it's an amazing deal, but I wanted you to tell it. Believe it or not, I hadn't heard that story. So if you could give me a call back or we could reschedule that. Don't worry, we dumped the bad word. Nobody heard that. That was eliminated from the radio, so I'm getting all sorts of emails saying that I'm a jackass from listeners that I don't even know this story, and I sincerely apologize. Was hoping to get you on to talk about your new book. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Fucking idiot. All right. Tophus says, so damn uncomfortable. Yeah, I can't listen to those. Those are fucking terrible. Oh, it's like another person. I do not like hearing them at all. I don't like that type of humor. I mean, I do to some degree, but it's like, but that's real. You like when I watch Curb Your Enthusiasm, they're actors. This is actually happening. David says David loves it. A lot of people do, but I have heard a lot of people that are like me. Like, I can't listen to that. It's fucking too much. I'm with them. I like doing them. But I definitely don't like listening back to them. Rebecca says, seriously, I feel physical discomfort listening. Legit hilarious, but super uncomfy. Alan says, Mary Jo buttfuck. Fuck this shit. No wonder you got shot in the face. Linda says, I'm out walking and had to turn the volume down. Tovis writes, surprise you don't get shot more. Is that what I said? I was taking a... I don't remember if I was seated here. I don't remember hearing that. I kind of tone it out. Picture Perfect Production says, I'm listening to all these this afternoon. All right, so you know where to go then, right? Patreon.com/Eric Zane and sign up for that shit. God damn it. No fucking around. Thank you. I appreciate that. That's a fun little trip down memory lane. We should do that more often. You know? I don't know if I... fully finished up the story about wrestler guy that beat up the other dude. His son says, or the dad says, I do not condone this. This is terrible. You shouldn't have done that. Rampage Jackson posted an explanation from his point of view on X. I want to clear up the misinformation about Raja. I've been confirmed that the wrestler Psycho Stu is awake and stable. Raja was unexpectedly hit in the side of the head by him moments before Smith's match. Raja was told that he could get his payback in the ring. I thought it was part of the show. It was bad judgment and a work that went wrong. Raja is an MMA fighter, not a pro wrestler, and had no business involved in an event like this. Well, it sounds like he's making an excuse for the kid there. I don't condone my son's actions at all. He suffered a concussion from sparring only days ago and had no business doing anything remotely close to physical contact. As a father, I'm deeply concerned with his health and the well-being of Psycho Stu. That being said, I'm very upset that any of this happened, but my main concern now is that Stu will make a speedy recovery. I apologize on his behalf. Well, yeah, but you're also saying Roger was told he could get his payback in the ring. So you're kind of making an excuse with him. Readers added context. It's one of those things. The incident prior to the wrestling match in the ring occurred hours beforehand. Rampage insinuates the two events occurred closely in time, as if his son's actions were an immediate response to something, which is false. Raja's actions were premeditated, not heat of passion. Whatever. Raja announcing that he is going to go off script to really get his message on the wrestler who assaulted him with a beer can. So I guess he says something here. Is that what I'm being led to believe?
I'm going to really have to show him. Like, nigga, you can't just hit a fucking can on my goddamn face. I'm really going to hit him. I'm telling you. I'm dead serious. This shit's not going to be scripted. I'm telling you. I know all wrestling is script. I'm talking about what I'm going to do to the guy.
Oh, there you go. Holy shit. This person writes, Psycho Stu apologized to Raja Jackson three times. It was obvious Psycho wanted to play a long skit with Raja, but was mistaken by who he was dealing with.
He always think that we're working over here like it's part of the fucking storyline.
Just hit me. What kind of homo stunt
shit? Well, yeah, Kalia Rampage. That's how we are.
No,
bro.
No, yeah, Sue, this is all good. Because he always think it's a work, Luce.
Yo, he's already hot, bro.
Good.
Okay. Psycho Stu's trying to apologize
there. We're working over here. Like,
and Raja is not about it. They want to go into the tent and look at this, surrounded by houses. There's razor wire outside of this fucking place.
No, bro.
No, yeah, Stu's fucking.
My God.
He always thinks it's a work. Don't fucking feel that.
Yeah. Hey, yeah.
I'm sorry, bro.
Hey, it's going to all work out.
Yeah, hello.
Okay. Now there it is. There's the apology.
I apologize.
I appreciate it.
I didn't know. I just thought you were at work.
I get it. We're working out. Well, he's going to come out on your mat, too. I know you keep thinking we're working. We're always working.
I get it. I get it now. Now you on.
You know what I'm saying, Os? We're always working.
Okay.
Pro in 2009. I had just.
Okay. This is Psycho Stu. This is more about this guy. This is where the rubber meets the road here.
Got out of the military probably about 6 months earlier. I got out of the military. I joined Knox Pro, you know, because I needed something to focus on. I needed something to help me adjust back into civilian life. You know, a lot of veterans, it's hard for them to readjust into civilian life.
It's called Knox Pro. I wonder if it's in Knoxville, Tennessee.
Coming from the life of the military. I'm an American soldier that suffers from PTSD. Being in front of a crowd, it doesn't give me as much anxiety and aggression as I thought it would.
Right. I've about had it with small-time wrestling. Yoda World says, this is why we can't have anything fun. Bob says, it's still real to me, damn it. Cole says, sounds like premeditated assault. Tofa says, Raja sounds like a dick. I think Raja is in trouble now. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.